2-1. Mushroom Sun. Felipe. Number one with the gun. Young Guns. Toilet flush. With the gush. Go ahead and put in your part, Al. What are you doing? What are you doing, Alan? You erase everything before this. You're so sad. Ironbo, your team lost. Look at that background music you made. I like it. It represents your mood. And lay low. Oh, my Dora the Explorer. Just enjoy the moment, man. All the negativity. All that. Just enjoy Baby Yoda. Let's get it. Your heart, man. It's so warm right now. It feels like Christmas morning, doesn't it, with Baby Yoda? Oh, wow. Here we go. Baby Yoda. All right, we're going to go ahead and get the show started. Welcome you.
Welcome you. Let's go and get it.
We're going to get the phone on the line and see who we can dial up.
Let's get it, man.
Okay, we're trying to welcome dial in you. Now and we're not getting anything.
Welcome through. You. You're alive. Nope. Never mind.
Try again, man.
Welcome you. You're alive. Here we go. Here we are.
We're just going to do this thing ourselves.
Dang it.
I'm so
we
sick.
Suck it, Skype. And you still get breathing. You coughing individual. Look at that. It's not a dial tone. What are you doing, man? Look at that.
Welcome. We got to talk this. Gosh.
Let's get some Christmas going or something.
Iron Bowl out. Oh, okay, here we go. Welcome you to another episode of Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. And we're broadcasting immediately after the Iron Bowl.
War Eagle, man. War Eagle. What a game. That was a fun game.
Fun game. And who are we?
We are Auburn. You are Bama. Who are we? We are Porch Talk. Understanding. Let's get it.
Tight.
What are you doing?
So I'm a Bama fan and Cobb's an Auburn fan, and we're about to hash this thing out. Go for it.
I mean, whoever would predict to be this high scoring? 48-45. Auburn, 48. Who would ever have predicted that? One of the high scoring offensive games Auburn's had, man.
True.
Which is a fun game, too. If you ain't got no dog in the fight, this is a fun game.
Yeah, well, I mean, you said it several times while we were watching it, just about the game. Just imagine being somebody from Maine who doesn't have a dog in the fight and just saying that this is just a really good game of football.
It's got a little bit of everything. We got kickoff returns, punt returns, pick sixes at the one, about to score. I mean, just a little bit of everything. What a fun game. War Eagle. Let's get it.
48-45. So Jalen Waddle, huge playmaker for today's game.
Yeah, like
responsible for 21 points.
Yeah, like total of 230 something yards, maybe 240.
I guess 18 because he didn't kick the field goals, but
yeah, they might need to try him.
Three touchdowns, maybe.
That dude's athletic as all get out. I'll go ahead and tell you that. I was telling like. They learned by the end of the game. Auburn learned, let's pooch kickoff stuff. Do not kick that guy. Do not kick the Jalen Waddle, whoever your bold person is. Do not kick to him if you want to win.
Hoping it's Oklahoma.
I am too.
I want the movie.
Yeah. Jalen. Go on, Jalen. Look at him. He's a baller. He's going to probably be invited to New York for the Heisman.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
There's like three or four that get invited.
There'll be three.
It's three. It ain't going to be Tua now because he's hurt.
Tua is not invited.
I think he's going to be Jalen, man. Who's this Chase Owens guy for Ohio State? Do you know about him?
Yeah, defensive end, number two.
I hope he goes, just for defense. I'm tired of this running back, quarterback stuff.
I do. Like,
is he baller?
He's super baller. But look, check this out. He got suspended for 2 games for taking a personal loan from relatives. It was supposed to be for the rest of the season, but now he's back after a 2-game suspension.
He's back now?
Yeah, he just balled out on Michigan, and for the game before that, he balled out on that team, whoever that was. Rutgers, maybe? That?
No, and Rutgers is a legitimate opponent.
Penn State.
Yeah, it was Penn State.
Chase Young.
Chase Young, that's defensive end.
Yeah, he's a baller.
What about Justin Fields? Is he a baller?
Obviously.
I think Ohio State may win it, man.
I think Ohio State's a better team than LSU.
They're all around, like, offense, defense.
LSU doesn't have defense.
Mm-mm.
Oh, they just got an extremely high-powered offense with a extremely high-performing quarterback this season.
Yes.
Can't take anything away from Joe Burrow. Do I think he's Heisman?
He's probably going to win it. He's going to win
but
it,
when you, but, like, we talked the other night, and this was something that was monumental in the discussion, what makes a Heisman winner. And this is why I don't think that Tua is a Heisman winner. Is you have to be stand out completely. Like Matt Jones stepping in for Auburn tonight, puts up 45 points, threw up a lot of great passes. He scored 2 touchdown passes for Auburn.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude he throws touchdowns either way you go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
I think Alabama should get back to that top style.
Do you need Tua for that? Is Tua a Heisman?
No.
Now, someone like Chase Young, Ohio State, it's hard to pitch a defensive end guy. I want that to happen because I'm tired of it being running back and quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Burrow, could LSU
He's gonna win it.
Could LSU win without Joe Burrow? And the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. And that is what is that's a Heisman, man, apparently.
You got LSU in the ACC championship against Georgia. I do.
Georgia will be the best defense they've seen, maybe with the exception of Auburn. But I've LSU, beating them by at least 14.
Yeah, me too. Good prediction. Let's get it.
And then I have Ohio State and LSU meeting, and I think I have Ohio State edging and winning it all.
Did you say Ohio State and Michigan or LSU?
Ohio State and LSU, sorry.
Yeah.
Editing material.
Yeah, LSU's going to do it. No, they're not. Ohio State's going to do it. It isn't material.
There we go.
Here we go. Who are you? Georgia.
So,
we're wrong as hell.
A little bit more about, I guess, the Iron Bowl. Jalen Waddle. You got to say he's player of the game, even though
it's... Yeah, it's the MVP, even though it's the losing team.
Yeah.
That dude, like, stop giving him a chance, please, Auburn. Damn it. Come on.
And then, for Auburn, you had number 5, Brown.
Yeah.
And he went down, and I was upset because, like, the whole thing that me and you were talking was, it's important for him to be healthy because he could have went pro last season. But he finished his senior year to influence his son. That's important. Fine.
Yeah. What a good human being. Just a good human being.
I hope he hears this.
Yep.
You got my...
Derrick Brown, you should be good. You should be taking a flight to New York next weekend. No, not next weekend. 2 weeks in. 2 Saturdays from now. Derrick Brown should be going to New York to win a Heisman.
And shout out...
He should just be invited.
Shout out to Kevin Steele for making tackling great again.
Oh, man. You don't know the struggle. You don't know the struggle, Alan.
And where did he come from?
Where did Kevin Steele come from?
Yes.
He came from Clemson. He came from... He's old. He's an old guy. He's been around. He's been around the block. He came from Clemson when Clemson got the brakes bit off him by West Virginia before they... Yeah, they were still... They might be in ACC. Now they're Big 12. I think they jumped ship. But when they were still in the same,
West Virginia was Big East.
Oh, cool. But West Virginia beat the hell out of Clemson's defense, coached by Kevin Steele.
Okay.
Now she's giving me the background. It's like one of his downfalls. Kevin Steele made Auburn defensive tackling great again. No one knows that, but true Auburn fans, when a running back would break 7 tackles on a 25-yard rushing play. Just, you know what I mean. But anyway, 48-45.
Yeah.
What a fun game. I'm sorry your team lost. Not really. Sorry, not sorry.
Was I upset?
No. Your dad's upset.
Yeah.
I think your dad's upset. I'm sorry. I kind of pissed him off there for a little bit.
I think you have the right.
Yeah. You got nothing to lose over here, man.
Nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm. But, so sports, man. Sports.
That is sports. Now, moving on. Movies.
Movies. What do you know about movies? Did you go Black Friday shopping at the Walmart at the local small town?
No.
Did you get some movies? No. Well, I got some movies, man.
No. I didn't do it.
Oh. Well, I got Crawl. I got Crawl. I got, all the Mission Impossibles now. Have you ever watched any of the other Mission Impossibles? I just watched the last one on a cruiser when I was on Fallout. Mission Impossible Fallout, I think it is. Something like that.
I've seen them sporadically.
There's like 6 of them. I got Maw. Ma. The crazy old lady that lives to the high schoolers party at her basement.
Oh.
She wants to control them.
Oh.
Kill them. Oh. When they turn on
them. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it. I got the original Home Alone now on Blu-ray. I already had it on DVD. I'm about to get that.
McCullough Hooker.
Yeah. What's your favorite Christmas movie? Do you have one? Do you have one, Alan? You don't have one. What's your favorite Christmas movie? Is it How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
It'd probably be Christmas Vacation.
Oh, Chevy Chase. Dragging the dog.
Yeah.
Mmm.
I'll be honest with you, man, like,
Conjuring 2.
My memory, and I'm sure you can relate with this and others, but it goes back to those old claymation, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman.
They
remember those?
Abominable Snowman.
Yeah, dude, I always think about those films.
Channel 4, CBS, let's get it popping a wheelie.
Those films are dope, okay?
They came like... Was that Friday Night Grandparents?
Yes.
Just like...
That's what it was.
We got the block set up. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. That's it, man.
What happy times, man.
Yeah.
You know, like... I got a sleeping bag.
Man, I'm thinking back.
Popcorn.
Dude, I'm thinking back with Christmas at grandparents, and I can't remember, like, a more safe, happy place.
Yeah.
Do you, like when you think back to those times, it's almost like there's a little piece in your heart that just, like, jumps a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a little part of it that ain't
dying. I try to aim for that feeling. Everybody wants to be negative, internet people. And I'd be like, it's Christmas, y'all. Let's giddy. Some fall colors, smell good candles.
Yeah.
Christmas tree. You got this Christmas tree right here, Alan.
Dude, it looks dope in the window.
Let's get Festivus. Let's pop a wheelie on it, man. It's warm-hearted. You know what I mean?
Dude, I got my Christmas tree in the window.
I hate the negativity. Yeah. Let's get positive. Let's get campy.
Dude, tree's up. I'm over here spreading the shit.
You ain't put that star on top yet, though. What's your star on top? You need to make it go. Are you working the mall tomorrow?
Yes, the mall is being worked tomorrow.
You need to look for a hand puppet or
oven have it, mitt dude. Or something. I want the dude. I want the Lebowski. I want him holding his heart, holding three fingers up, and let there be like a star above his finger.
There's not going to be no... You ain't gonna find that. You're gonna have to make that yourself. I'm just saying.
Should be a thing.
It should be a thing. There's
and my Christmas tree is like promoting dudeness.
Yeah. Should get an Illuminati star.
Okay. We could roll with that for a while. Let's go. How are we going?
Yeah, Illuminati star and just pop a wheelie all day around your living room and your Christmas tree. You know what I mean? But we in movies. Peanut Butter Falcon, you ain't watched yet.
Golly, dude.
We gotta watch that. I've watched it. I bought it.
I've been saying for a week I want to see it. Golly. It just seems like the film maybe of the year. Like it's
my porch talk porchy, whatever you call that award for awards.
Wow, we're inventing award names.
The Swingers. The Porch Talk Swingers. The porch swing. What are you doing? The Swinger Award.
That sounds a bit...
That's my film of the year. Just because it's a... They made a film around a cat with Down syndrome.
Yes, they did.
And it was... Dude, I think he made this other award. Because this is a legit movie. Shia LaBeouf. He's one of the Porch Talk's favorite actors. Let's go ahead and put that out there.
It's there.
He's our guy in acting. He's weird as hell.
Well, we've got an actor. We have a handful.
I think Shia LaBeouf's up there, man. He's a Porch Talk actor.
James Franco's up there, too.
Mm-hmm. 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 And they're weird as hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, a bunch of people are pissed off of those people because they're strong in their opinions and the way they... Me Too, James Franco, I don't know what happened with that. I'm just like, well, when I watch them in a movie...
I think they are
nailing it.
And I told you, this movie came out in 2018. We gotta watch it. I watched it, like, 8 times now. Ken. K-I-N.
Yeah.
Dope. Franco's like the bad guy. Dope movie.
Yeah, Franco is a Porch Talk actor. No doubt. We got some American Wazoo. Honey. We don't have American Honey. We got Spring Breakers.
But we have American. We have American Honey with LaBeouf.
Yeah. He was.
So yeah, those two are like.
That's our. It just so happened they were Porch Talk like. Actors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We
love their movies.
Yeah.
Indies.
Yeah, man. That is kind of wild. Like, our favorite films are all... They seem to be the one that's in it. I would add...
they don't do them blockbusters.
You know, I would add DiCaprio and Depp to it.
Yeah, but he's... Ain't putting out a bunch of stuff now.
Yeah. It's kind of slowed down.
He's got the perfect life.
Like that Alice in Wonderland, dude. I told you that was a dope film.
Which one? With Johnny Depp?
Yes.
I don't like it.
You didn't like it?
I don't know. I don't like...
I thought you said you liked it,
Yeah. I remember the ending. I watched the end part where they like... The
Jabberwocky.
The table. The table part.
The chessboard.
Yeah. That was pretty tight.
I thought the whole thing was dope, man.
Yeah, I only watched the end at your house.
I thought you saw the whole thing, man.
No, just the end.
Man, yeah, that's good, man. Like, that's a memorable movie. Like, I own it.
You should pray for Johnny Depp.
Why?
I think he's been smoking crystal meth with Marilyn Manson and shit. Like, he's got to wear an earpiece to feed his lines into when he's, like, acting, supposedly. He's out there, man. He's a weird guy.
He's always been that way. Remember Fear and Loathing?
Yeah. He was watching it a day ago.
Last night. I don't know, man. Like, since Thanksgiving, like...
Sid, is that your Thanksgiving go-to movie?
No, listen to this, but, like, Sid called me out on it. I guess it is a thing. Sid called me Thanksgiving night. And I thought he was calling to be like, hey, I'm home.
Yeah.
Let's hang out. I was like, let me call Cobb. We about to get together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, we about to have a time.
About to pop a wheelie.
Yeah, about to pop a wheelie. But, man, we were just catching up. And he said, man, what are you doing? I said, dude, I just got through watching Hot Rod.
Been drinking Red Bull all day, man.
Drink green tea.
Oh, he said that?
I've been drinking green tea all day. Yeah.
Oh, that was Red Bull, my bad.
No, yeah.
I messed up. Go ahead.
That's another actor that's always on our radar.
Danny McBride?
Yes.
Yeah. Halloween. Dude. Let me write it.
Dude. But anyway, and it like he was like, that's you, man. You always do that. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Because like just before that, I had watched like a National Lampoon's. I think we had watched that a night before, the college one, the frat.
Animal House. Yeah, old school one.
We had just watched Animal House.
John Belushi.
Yeah, John Belushi. Legend. And then, like, before that, I had just watched Waterboy. I had just brushed over Step Brothers. And, like, after Hot Rod, I had already picked out, like, have you ever seen the movie... Masterminds?
Is that with...
With Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah.
Owen Wilson? It's not a good movie.
It's kind of forgettable.
Yeah, it's extremely forgettable, but it is good for a laugh.
You know what I'm not a big fan of? And you keep on shouting out.
What?
Waterboy. I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan of that.
Dude, I love
it. It's kind of too goofy for me, man.
I think it's perfect. I think that's the most different Adam Sandler character there's ever been.
I just get tired of that. Mama said, "Mama, I'm not a fan of that." I'm sorry. I'd rather watch Mr. Deeds.
Deeds is dope. I'm not gonna argue with you about Waterboy. That movie.
Waterboy is very popular. That was a high school movie for me. It was like 11th grade, and everybody was like quoting it and everything. And I was like, it's all right.
It still stands the test of time.
All right, don't do it for me, man. I'm Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
You're going to need a beach towel and a blanket and an umbrella because you're never going to get off this beach.
Oh, my God, Bob Barker. I bend the knee to you, Bob.
Jackass! It's all in the hips. It's all in the hips. Moving on.
You got Netflix now. What'd you watch? It was Fear and Loathing. What else you got?
I got a sick confession.
What?
Because everybody knows I've been destroying the Star Wars for everybody.
Oh, you got that Disney shit going on? Oh. The Disney shiz?
I activated my Disney Plus so I could give it to a friend.
you got ESPN and Hulu.
Yeah, but I'm going to let Andrew use it. Because I'm Verizon, I get it free for a year.
For real?
Yeah.
Like, I thought you was joking. Like, for real?
No, yeah, that's for real. Like,
you got Disney, Hulu, and
Disney Plus. I got that ESPN. Package. Yeah, that package. Yeah. So like, I'm gonna share. I'm gonna share. I'm gonna share though. You want in? I'll share the account.
Yeah, when you come to my house next time, let me.
Yeah, I'll
do smart TV.
I'll give you the information. Player. Yeah, and so Mandalorian. I haven't started watching. I don't know if I will, but. Confession. I watched episode 7 again.
Star Wars?
Yeah. And it still wasn't good to me.
What is episode 7? That's is that like, a feature film? Is that a movie that came out in the theatrics?
Yeah. It was a big deal.
Like, around when?
Like, I don't know, 2-3 years ago now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
It wasn't called episode 7, was it?
Episode it's 7, like The Last Return Jedi. The
Jedi.
The Last Jedi.
Alright, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that was a bummer. I don't really care for Star Wars. The only spacey thing I ever got into was, what's that, Matthew McConaughey, Christian Bale movie?
Whoa.
It ain't Christian Bale, it's Christopher Nolan, the director.
Wow.
Matthew McConaughey, bro. Space, time traveling.
Oh, that's recent. Stellar. Interstellar.
Yeah, that's the only like space movie I ever got into.
Let me tell you this, and man. It's long. Like, this is what's crazy, man. Because I love fantasy. I watched Star that's Wars. Different. I watched Star Wars Episode 1.
Yeah.
And I watched The Fellowship of the Ring around the same time in my life, and I swayed toward Lord of the Rings. Yeah. But, like, Star Wars was dope. And then I saw Episode 2, and I saw Episode 3, and I thought they both sucked. I thought they sucked as a kid. And I think they especially suck now. Like, it sucks a whole lot of cock. But,
I don't know. No,
I go back and watch Episode 4, 5, and 6, and, like, Episode 4 is good. But 5 and 6 is, like, lacking. I don't know. It's, like, just 1 and 4.
When's the first time you watch Star Wars? How
like, in its entirety?
Like, just like, I saw was you six or something?
I saw episode 1 when I was, no, dude, I was like, I'd say like 11, I don't know.
Like 11. I never saw any of
I
that.
I think that movie came out in 2001. I've been about 11 or something like
is
that.
2001, that's around when I went to saw one at the Gwin, drive-in.
Mm-hmm.
It was the one with the Jar Jar Binks.
That was episode 1. I saw probably. That one.
I didn't see it. I just pretty much hanged out with people that was like, all right, 20 people. We're going to the drive-in. Cool. Hanging out.
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of good memories. Like, I just don't have a lot of memories with her from my childhood at all. But my grandma Troll, like, yeah. She would always put a dope fantasy movie on. Like, I think she was a reader. I'd like she to
put
get
put some Dark Crystal on.
Dude, like, she would put Lord of the Rings or Star Wars on, she'd be like, watch this, and be like, entertain the crap out of me for 2 hours. I don't know if it was, like, just brilliance, or, like, she was a fantasy fan. I'd love to talk to her about that. I think that
she
was
she got
dope.
Some older stuff going on.
She had some cool she books, had some, I think, man.
Before that, special effects, some Muppet action nostalgia movie. You got that going on back then?
Land Before there. Time? No.
Land Before Time.
No, we're that's talking about sad. Never Ending Story.
Never Ending Story.
You talking about that? That puppet thing?
Yeah, that little yeah, flying, I watched, I,
she
flying
had
squirrel
that,
dog.
Man. She had Never Ending Story, man.
All the little, like,
dude, that
campy,
that
like,
shit
corny.
Was dope. And you watch it now and it looks like garbage, but you watch it just because it's nostalgic,
you're
right?
You're old enough to understand the, like, the warm heart feeling of, like, nostalgia movie watching.
Yeah. I saw that film, I want to say I was 8 or 9, and I remember thinking of that film again. It was like the first time I saw the cartoon version of The Hobbit. Yeah. I remember seeing that very early in childhood, and it disturbing me.
Dude!
And I was scared to watch it. I watched this cartoon version of The Hobbit, Cobb, when I was like 18 by myself, and it didn't mess with me at all. And I was like, but it was like, there were little things. When they introduced like Goblins. The Goblins. That messed with me as like a young little child. But going back to the never ending story, dude, like that fantasy with that flying dog, that
ain't that starring boy, a lead singer of a rock band, Atreyu?
I think so. I don't know. You're probably so.
I think that's some crazy stuff, and I've seen now. I think the lead singer is a starring kid from that movie, Never Ending Story. He's flying on.
What was his name? Squirrel Dog. Atreyu? No, what was his name?
His name ain't Atreyu, it's the name of the band Atreyu.
No, he had a name similar to that in the film.
Yeah, I think that's where they got the name from. Who knows? Look it up. Come on with the heartbreak.
Yeah,
motherfuckers on. Making mistakes.
Yeah.
We ain't got no dogs in this fight.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, we get it high tonight because Auburn was victorious. Victorious. Here we go. No road tie tonight. Woo. No road tie tonight. Jerome is asleep. He's Filler. Asleep. He's asleep. He's been battered and he's been beat. Beat you.
And what is
Come on.
The answer?
Bukkake.
Silaraki.
What are we looking up?
Okay. Wow. His name was Sebastian.
What movie?
Never in the story. His name was Sebastian.
You
don't have to look it up.
How you spell Atreyu?
Atreyu. That was a dope band back in the day. Forgettable.
It's one of the worst like concerts I've ever been to.
Welcome to Porch Talk. Or we'll shit all over you.
Yeah, it wasn't their fault, man. That was like the high point in my experience. I went to like some arena outside of Atlanta, Georgia, more north. Do you know what I'm talking? It's kind of not no like buildings or anything around. It's kind of separated.
Just outside?
It was a Taste of Chaos tour.
Oh, okay.
Deftones were the headliner. And like, it was me and two other guys, my friends, and they bought their tickets beforehand. I bought mine there, and they like checked tickets for seating. And I had to watch like 11 bands of just like, I'm just like, I'm not feeling this.
Man, a good friend of mine has a band like that in Mobile, and I want to have them on the show and they want to be on the show, but I don't like that music.
People like that music.
I know. It's so hard, man. I'm going to do it for him, but it's so hard for me to listen to that shit. And it's not shit. It's just like, to me, it's shit.
It's a small demographic for that. Just yelling, rocking.
I don't understand it. Like, I don't want to hate on it. I don't want you. If you
don't
like
get
that,
enough, like this. Factor is, you don't. It's so heavy and hard coming at you. You don't get enough time to appreciate stuff. To me,
and the perfect example, Eric Dawkins, shout out, Eazy-E, Marilyn Manson. He sent me two songs by Marilyn Manson. I wish I could remember the names of the two right now. Here's my phone. I'll look it up real quick.
Manson's
but anyway,
ball, man.
The point that I was going to make.
He's got a good greatest hit. I like to own that on vinyl. Marilyn Manson's greatest hits. Dope show. Let's get it. Papa Wheelie on the unicycle.
All right, so the songs that Dawkins put me on, he's like, just look it up, Marilyn Manson, was Coma White. And then he also said, look up Tourniquet.
I don't know those.
And then he sent me covers of both of those. It was two different chicks covering them.
Are these newer Manson songs?
I don't know. I'm not a Manson fan.
He's pretty crunk. He's like,
and when I say I'm not a Manson fan, it's because I've never really listened, okay? Like, I know who Manson is, but I never spent any time with Manson.
For real? He's got such, like, easy rock shit. You know what I mean?
But that's the point. Like, with these songs...
Beautiful people, man. Do you hear that song when you go somewhere and be like, Hush, darn, that song again.
Would you let me tell the story?
I'm just trying to set the mood, man.
I'm getting the word we're talking.
Okay, let's
it's
get
like,
it.
I couldn't appreciate it because I couldn't understand what was going on. I couldn't understand his words. And so those songs, they were good listening to Marilyn Manson, but when I heard those girls covered acoustically and I could hear the words and I went back and listened to his version, his lyrics and songwriting gets overshadowed by the music a lot of times. And I think the same thing goes on with that heavy metal. I think that might be why people attach to that. It's like maybe the lyrics.
Oh, Manson's the shit, man. I like his singing style. We're all stars now. In the dope show. You know what I mean, man? Beautiful people. The beautiful people. Wait, so, radio. It should be radio. It could be now. Classic rock.
But it's not.
Nominations. Let's get it. I think they should win, too. Billy is up for 6. Yeah. She's like 17, ain't she?
Mm-hmm.
I love her style, man.
Did you see she got up at Third Man and they put out like one in the Blue Room?
With her and her that's brother? New stuff?
I don't know if it's out just yet, but it was all over social media.
Oh, my goodness.
Think about how cool this is.
As soon as I see it available on YouTube on my smart television, I am... loading, I'm pressing on that.
Huh?
That's gonna be awesome.
Dope. So, dude, I was looking over the list with Rolling Stone and Pitchfork and some of the respected music reviewers, and man, they seem to say a lot of the same things, which Billie Eilish is up there. Yeah. A lot of people are like repping up here. God, you look like Spaceman, and you made a space fart.
I am the Spaceman.
Made like a space.
Get in my gratitude.
Made a space
fart. Oh, man, I got mad attitude. Come at me, bro.
There you go.
I'll go ahead and shove you in the fro. I'm a nice man.
So, Pitchfork and Rolling Stones, they don't completely agree. I checked the other sources. Just to see like what people were saying for like their best albums for 2019, and you know, Billie Eilish was up there. Shout out to Faye Webster. She made an early Rolling Stones.
Oh, tight. Nice.
Yeah, so she's been very on the nice. Show. Gary Clark Jr.'s awesome. This Land made it on there.
Yeah, it's all about that, man. That makes you think the year's longer than what it is when you think about how long it flew by, then you think Gary Clark Jr., because we is all about that.
Yeah.
And that was this year.
Yeah.
You remember?
I remember we were, like, pushing it really hard. It seems like it was back in the spring, you know, or early summer.
It was.
You know?
And yeah, then, it seems and like then forever
to see
ago.
It, and then to see it come back up as being, like, one of the best albums of the year, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. He might have came out too soon for an Oscar. A Grammy.
I think it's timing, man.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Or you can have the precedence like Billie Eilish. So, I mean, how did she drop her stuff all year? Like, I feel like she dropped something like early this year, and then she dropped it late, too.
No, she was lingering from the year before that, I think.
Oh, there was a lingerer. But it felt like, oh, it was hits that were just coming off that album.
Yeah, she had like 12 songs, and
then she dropped an album.
Singles.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah, I love her, man.
Yeah.
That's a porch talk artist.
Yeah, she's been talked about for a while. That's true.
I love her, man. I just like a little pop. I like a little pop in my life. Some downer pop. She's kind of a downer.
A bit of a downer.
She's an individual, though. She's
where do
character.
We go when we sleep?
Where do we go when we sleep? We go to nightmares. We go to dreams.
That's in... Like, I remember the first music video you showed me. You remember that? It was cold as shit on your front porch, and it was like tarantula coming out of her mouth.
Oh yeah.
And that was the video leaking off the year before. That's what that was, man. That's how
that far was her back first single. I don't remember the first single name, but that was the first single, though.
See Me in a Crown.
Yeah.
Deontay Wilder.
You can see me in it. Because the first time I heard it on the radio, going to work, I thought it was Lord.
Is it Lordy or Lord?
I think it's Lord.
I don't know.
It's from Australia.
Nah.
It's not a knife. It's Lord, man.
Okay.
But I thought it was her for like 2 weeks. I was trying to look it up. No, it's this new artist, Billie Eilish.
Hey, can I do a throwback just to Alabama? Do you remember this? Let's go back for a second. Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Let's get it, man. I love them.
How long ago do we call that? And how popular are they getting, man? They're at like every fucking festival.
They should be. They're very talented. Very like... happy music, too. I love that.
Is it happy? I think it's deceivingly happy, like Outkast is...
It's kind of stomping type, clapping music, you know what I mean?
It's not the happiest lyric, though. I think it's a Hey Ya, Andre 3000, Outkast kind of thing, man.
Well, I'm just at the concert but I think it's clever. My feet.
If I'm there, yeah, you're right.
I'm not trying to, like, listen to the lyrics, man. Very sad.
I got the fever pitch.
Yeah.
Not quite but near in it.
I got a tight cowboy hat with the peacock feathers in the back and the frontal.
Brother Cobb, gonna break it down right for you right now. All right. Let's go.
Let's go.
Where we go?
Catch me in the snow. Flip flop. Coming back with a camel toe. Flip flop. Drop top. Made back. What? Coming out with a nutsack. Oh, my nutsack. What the hell happened? Darling.
Back to the show.
I'm back lapping. Here we go. Here we are. What's up?
Ta-da-da. Are we better ready to walk this thing out the door? We're at 40 minutes in. You want to go to a shorty? You want to keep going?
Okay. If anything you get from this shit right now, this she is 48, 45... 48, 45, we lie, we cheat, we steal, we lie. Whoa, yo, hey! Howdy, 5:30.
It's been another episode of Porch Talk. Roll Tide. News and notes.
Oh, word, what's up, man? You hear about the bucket of hot diarrhea randomly poured on a woman by a homeless man in Hollywood? Did you get that news?
I was going to try to tell everybody about...
It was warm.
It was warm. I mean,
you think you had a bad day? Or I had a bad day? Or any of these listeners had a bad day?
You ever had hot diarrhea?
You ain't never had a bad day when you got a warm bucket of diarrhea poured on you by a homeless man? That's a bad day.
By definition. Well, it's kind of hard to move on from that, but I would ask that...
I'm just saying.
I'd ask that you would you'd rate, review the show, continue to listen, share with a friend.
Rate, review, subscribe.
What?
Rate, review, subscribe.
What?
Rate, review, subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Hey, we're going to close the show out with David Newbold. A song called What a title. Sensitive Heart.
Merry Christmas.
How about that, state of Alabama?
Yeah.
We'll see y'all in a couple of days. Alright, we're out of here.
Please.
Take her in your arms. Don't ever let go. Take her in your heart. Give her all that you know. You can now.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.